הצעתי נפצת עמד א' the new sugya, second sugya of Psachim. So let's take it as it comes, and we have to share and try and bring out all the main points. And Moshe Peretz just reminded me, this year, Le'ilu Nishmas your father, Moshe Peretz,
Isn't to see today,
it didn't want to come off you. Here we go. Yeah, my father was David Yaakov Ben Yisrael Sender.
Okay, so the Shish of Bilyan Ishmael David Yaakov Ben Yisrael Sender. I'm sure he's reaping a lot of nachas from the Heliga. This is his special son, Baruch Hashem. So, Ein Chayshim, Shema Giro Chuldo, Ibais Ibais. We start in the Pesim with Aleph. In Chosin Shemagira Chuldom Ibais Ibais. The person has a house. We don't have to be concerned that perhaps a Chuldom, perhaps a polecat, that's a literal translation, a polecat took Chomet from Bais to Bais, Umimokim Mokim, from one house to another house, or even from one place to another place within the same house. Din King, because if you are going to be Chosin for that, then mechotze lechotze, you simply have to be concerned that chometz will be brought in from one chotze to another chotze. From ear to ear, ain't it other safe, there is no end. There's no end to it. It always has to be a chosesh that chometz will be brought from place to place. It says the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a chidush. You might have thought that you have to worry about polecats, you might have thought about, you have to worry about chometz being brought from place to place. You might have thought that, Kamashalom, don't think that. Why? Because if you're concerned about that, then there really is no end to it. Also, mechotze lechotze, me'ir le'ir, even if you check the whole, all my chotze, my entire chotze is clean, and there's no risk of any chometz being brought from one chotze to another chotze. 1 second, maybe chometz can be brought from one city to another city. So even though this city was clear, the chometz came from the neighboring city. So there's no end to it. And therefore, obviously, Chazal gave some gedder. And the gedder is, if you check and there's no chometz, you don't need to be concerned any longer.
Hello.
Yes, yes.
I do not understand. I don't understand.
You have to speak up a bit because people...
I don't understand what the Mishnah is trying to get at by saying because that the reason why I shouldn't be choshesh in the house is because if I would be choshesh in the house, then I would have to be choshesh by city, by chotzer and city. That's the reason why I shouldn't be choshesh in the house.
Right,
that's the reason why. So I might have extra kirchot, because I might have the extra concern. That's the reason why.
Yossi's saying that he doesn't understand. The Mishnah is saying, don't be concerned of the house, because if you're going to be concerned of a house, then you should be concerned about a city, coming from a city and further afield. For Yossi, a question which is a good question to start off the sugya with, the Mamonisha, is it possible to be careful about a house? Is it possible to make sure that no chomet will be moved from place to place within a house? If it is possible, so then how do I know that just because a house you have to be concerned, then you have to be concerned also for a chotzer and an ear. And just like you can't be concerned for a chotzer, and just like you can't be concerned for an ear, but similarly you don't have to be concerned for a house. It's not the same at all. Chometz in a house, you can check, so you should check. And chometz coming further afield is not something I could be careful about. For that, Chazal won't makbid about. And if you can't check a house well, so don't say, because if not, then what are you going to say about a city and a chotzer, a chotzer and a city? Just say, because it's not possible to check a house, because you'll keep on having chometz being moved around. In other words, Yossi is asking, Mamonosov, what's going on in the Mishnah? Is it possible to check a house well? If it is possible to check a house well, then surely that's the difference. Not because... So if it is possible to check a house well, so why should you not check a house well? You should jolly well check the house well. All you're going to say, it's not possible to check. Well, you can't check, you can't check. You can't check me. So Chazal won't machayv you. But in a house, you should. And if it's not possible to be 100% sure in your own house what's going on, so that itself is the reason. You know why Chazal won't machayv you to check your house well? It's because it's not possible to check your house. It's not possible to ensure that the achbarim or chuldas don't move from it from place to place. That's a very, very good question, which is discussed. It's a good question, which is discussed.
Isn't it a very strange kind of introduction? Once we've already established that you only have to check places that you are machmis chometz into. If you don't wear machmis chometz, you don't have to check it. Presumably, you don't have to worry that chometz got there without you bringing it.
That's also a very good question, which will come to that question shortly. It's also a very good question. Let's just focus, Pshat, first of all, on what Yossi was asking. What's Pshat in the Mishnah? Then we can try and work out a little bit deeper. But what's Pshat in the Mishnah? Is it possible? Is it physically possible to ensure that your house has got no chometz in due to the chulos? Is it possible to ensure that the house, when you do bedikas chometz, is done in a manner that there's no risk of an achbar or a chuldah bringing chometz from place to place within the one house? So it seems that it is possible. It seems that it's possible. And that's what we're telling you, chiddush. You don't need to be chiddush with it, because if you would be needing to be chiddush, then it would have to, you'd have to extend it to other places, and that would be impossible. So it means it is possible, in fact, to check the house in a manner that no chuldah is going to be able to bring chometz from place to place. How's that going to be? How would it be possible? Then the Mashon and other Achreinim, you'd put people standing in every corner of the house, and you check. Right? When you do B'dikas chometz, or five people will do B'dikas chometz all together, each one must check a different corner of the house. And that way, we'll finish it all at one time. One week we can do it, or we can have shomim standing there around the house checking that no achborim, no chuldos are bringing chometz from place to place. Within the one house, it is possible to be careful about. It just means that we have to make sure that we're all doing b'dikas chometz at one time in this house. Can't do it staggered. There's the Mishnah. If you're going to be machayev people to do b'dikas chometz all at one time, then you'll also have to be machayev everyone in the chotzer doing b'dikas chometz at one time. Because if they wouldn't all be doing b'dikas chometz at one time, then when I finish my b'dikas chometz, I'll stop. Stop looking, not checking my house anymore. The neighbors haven't yet done the b'dikas chometz, and the chulvis will bring chometz from that house next door into my house. So it would have to be machayev everyone in the chotzer to do b'dikas chometz at one time. Are you going to say, okay, maybe we could do that? But then you'd have to be machayev everyone in the city to do b'dikas chometz at one time. Because if people in the city do different times of b'dikas chometz, so it's true, everyone in the chotzer managed to do it well, but the people from the next street didn't do it yet, and then chometz will be coming from the next street into my house after I've already checked the chometz. And if you say, okay, everyone in Beit Shemesh is going to do b'dikas chometz at the same time, then the same thing you have to take and say, everyone in the nearby city as well has to do b'dikas chometz at the same time. Because again, because of the same story. So since it's impossible to be machayev all of Klal Yisrael to do b'dikas chometz at one time, therefore, in the double six, it's not just all of Klal Yisrael, also goyim. If the word that goyim, goyish chometz being brought into your house. The Mela, that's what it means by Ein L'Dovah Seif. It's true, Bais and Bais would be possible. If it wouldn't be possible to do Bais and Bais, then the Mishnah Pasha didn't need to start. Don't need to bring the Ein L'Dovah Seif. The reason why you don't need to be careful about Chuldah is because it's an impossible thing. No, within the one house it's possible, and it's possible to do the B'dikas well. And without any risk of any children or any Chuldah, nothing happening. The problem is, right, I can be careful within the one house. I mean, making sure everyone does bzikas in my house at the same time. What about the chotzer? What about the ear? What about further fields in the ear? That's not possible to make sure everyone does at one time. And therefore, and then from there, therefore that you see Chazal did not warrant us, did not obligate us to be concerned about chulis. Well, let's see Rashi. Rebella, I haven't forgotten your question. Let's just see Rashi. Ein chrisishim emagiru achuldo. Ein chrisishim, do not need to worry. Kishu bodak zoviz zu. Uvo libdoik zu. When you search this house, this room, this corner, and now you're coming to search another corner. Perhaps during the time that you're coming, moving on to the new corner, the chulda took chomet from the place that hasn't been checked to the place that has been checked. And you'll have to go and check it again. I mean, I'm checking one corner, I've done it. Ticked it. Now moving on to the next corner. How do you know what happened in the first corner? Maybe it's back again. The whole time goes back. And therefore you'll never finish doing bedika in your house. Shem came. Because if Shabbos lochol shekach, if bemet you do want to be concerned about it, and what would you do about it if you are concerned about it? You'd make sure that all the bedikas in the room are done at one time. Then, you could say the same concern regarding comet going from chotzer to chotzer. Ani bedakti, I checked, before my friend checked. And after I checked my check, Chulda brought comet from the chotzer, my friend, to my chotzer. Ve'ein ledova soif. There's no end to it. There's no end to this concern. In fact, Yossi was pointing out, in the house itself, I could have managed. I could have been careful that in my house, there's no risk of soldiers going from place to place within my house. But, if you are concerned for soldiers, and therefore you're going to do bdikas chametz in your house all at one time, if you're concerned about soldiers, then it's not going to help you to do bedikas chametz in your house all at one time. Because the minute you finish your bedika, and you're going to sleep, or you're going to learn, or whatever you're going to do, well, what about the neighbor's chametz? That hasn't been dealt with yet, and now the chulda's going to bring it back to your house. So in the davar tzayif, if you're going to be concerned about chuldas, it doesn't help you to say, okay, I'm going to cater for the concern that's in my house. If we're concerned about chuldas coming from place to place, they're not limited to your house. They'll come from the neighbor's house as well. Stay in the other side. There's no way of catering for this concern about a chuldo. I'm reacting on some of the things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be I can cater for half a problem. If you're not going to deal with the whole issue, then I haven't gained anything. I've got concern about chomet going from place to place in my house. Why are you concerned about that? Because it's chuldo. The chuldas aren't limited to my house. Chuldas exist in the neighboring house as well. So unless you deal with the whole problem, you haven't dealt with that at all. So very nice. I'm going to cater and make sure that my chametz is done all at one time in my house. And therefore, there's no concern about chuldas going from place to place. You haven't solved the problem. Because the neighbor's chametz is going to happen. So you're going to have to make it a corner that all people in the whole chops there do the deacons at one time. Now, also not going to help the problem, because what about my ear? What about my ear to ear? Etc., etc. Rashi finishes off with two lines. V'lav chotze mamish ka'oma. When it says in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, chotze, it doesn't mean literally a chotze. Elo, kol bote ha chotze, kol chotze. Chotze, what does chotze mean? Chotze doesn't mean a courtyard. Normally it does. They're not here. Here, Chotzer means the houses which are around the courtyard. In the olden days, the houses were made in a fashion that you have courtyards, some yards, and in the perimeter of the yard, there were houses. That's what Chotzer here means. The houses of the Chotzer. Why does Rashi say that? Why does Rashi say we're not talking about Chotzer? Maybe we are talking about Chotzer. You don't have to worry about Chotzer coming from a Chotzer to a Chotzer. Why are you not talking?
If it's your own private Chotzer, then you would be able to keep it under control. But if you travel it because you... It's basically an avenue between houses where all the houses are connected. So that's why you have the concern about each, you know, going from neighbor to neighbor because they all share the same chotzer.
Could I add one thing? Maybe a chotzer is a place that really doesn't need bedikah because we allow the birds to pick everything up there.
They're not saying the right shatter. But Rashi is bothered, and I'm sure this will explain what Rashi is bothered about. Rashi is bothered. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, that if you're going to worry about chulas going within your, scurrying in your own house, then what about being worried about chulas bringing chametz from one chotzer to another chotzer? Rashi has a problem, and so what? So what if they bring chametz from one chotzer to another chotzer? The halacha is there's chametz in the courtyard, you don't need to do bedikah. Because the birds will eat it up. So what is it? Let them bring it, because don't the Vakashah, bring all the chametz you like into the courtyard. Because the birds will eat it up. The Rashi, when it says chotz, it doesn't mean chotz, it means the bite in the chotz. I'm worried that they'll bring chametz from one house that's in the chotz to another house that's in the chotz. And there's no birds that are going to eat it up. And therefore you'll be left with chametz in your house.
Going from house to house is a total thing. Obviously, right. We already see that we don't need to worry about the chotzer itself because we said that the birds, unless it's around the Rambam where it's around the perimeter of it, it's not in the middle. But otherwise, if it's in the middle, you know, the birds will get to it. But it's just a road. It's an avenue. It's a mode of transportation from one house to another house. It's a connection. So therefore, if my neighbor's house, as Bob said earlier, the neighbor's house hasn't been done yet, and the Hulga will take the comics from my neighbor's house to my room that I just did, then you've got a problem.
Right. I'm just going to read into the mission. You tell me what point is still unclear, if there are any points unclear. Same question, Shemagira Hulga, mi bayit le bayit. The bayit le bayit can mean from room to room, or it can mean from one house in the courtyard to another house in the courtyard. Both shotim are valid shotim. Or mean mokim le mokim from within the one room, from one corner to the other corner. Then again, if you're concerned about that, then mechotze lechotze, from a house in one courtyard to a house in another courtyard, also something you have to worry about. Right? You also have to worry about chametz going from the house of one courtyard to another house in a different courtyard, from here to here, and from one city to another city, ain't a double safe. There's no end to it. Yeah, if we look at, let's say, make up some roads here, Nachal Luz maybe is called a Mamish courtyard, more like a Mavui. But all the houses around Nachal Luz, that would be called one chotzer. And then all the houses around Nachal Rufayim are another chotzer. So maybe we could sort out Nachaluz and make sure that everyone in Nachaluz will do bedikah at the same time. But how are you going to make it that everyone in Nachal Rufayim will do bedikah also at the same time? And then we go to Nachal Dorev. How will we make sure that everyone in the Ora Bet Shemesh does bedikah one time? And even if we could sort that out, well, what about from Meir to Ir? Everyone in Yerushalayim should be doing bedikah at the same time. Everyone in Bet Shemesh should be doing bedikah. Ain't it obviously. There's no answer.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
There's another question. Yeah, Daniel?
No, go ahead, I'll wait until you're done.
Bernard asked a good question, which I delayed answering it because it's Negeah now. Bernard asked that, what's the Mishnah's Chiddush? Mishnah's telling me you don't have to worry about Shemagura Chulda Mibayit Zabayit. We know it's already. Surely we know it's already. The very beginning of the Mishnah told me that please, you don't bring Chomet. You don't need to live because Chomet. That means we're not worried about any Chulis bringing Chomet to that place. That was the very beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah told me, Mokum Sheim Achlisim Boi Chomet. Ain't talk Vedika. Please, it doesn't, you don't bring Chomet, you don't need to do Vedika for. Why? Because you don't bring Chomet in. Very good, you don't bring Chomet. But what about Achbarim? What about the Chuldoi? They bring Chomet. And yet the Mishnah says clearly that based on the Aleph, they don't need to check Chomet in those places. So what does that tell me? What does that teach us? That we're not worried about a Chuldoi. So why do we need another Mishnah that says on the Aleph to say the same thing? Why do we need another mission that says on the Aleph to say the same thing which we could have learned already in the base on the Aleph? That question Tosfos asks. And we'll see Tosfos Teretz and we'll take it from there. Tosfos. Ein choshen shema gira chuldo. Im toima. Von reisha shaminon. We know this already from the reisha. Diktoni. Because the Mishnah said, kol mokom shema chisim bari chomet. Ein tzarch b'dika. The Mishnah says, wherever you don't bring chomet, you don't need a b'dika. And we therefore know that you're not worried about chuldos. This was Reb Mordechai's question when he's way back, when we left the Mishnah. He asked, what about children? What happened to children? Why aren't you worried about children coming in to bringing chomet from place to place? That's basically now Tosfos Kasha. So it's the same. The Mishnah that Ben Solar have told me, you do not need to worry about other things. As long as you don't bring Chomet there, you don't need to worry that maybe Chomet was brought there. So we know it's already. We know. You don't worry about what is coming. So why does the Mishnah say it again?
Why do we
know? The Mishnah said if a place in a house doesn't have, you don't bring Chomet there, you don't need to check for Chomet.
We're talking about a place that was coming.
Say again?
We said we're talking about a place that you didn't bring
chomets into it? But told us, if you have a place in your house that you don't generally bring chomets to, you don't need to do bedika.
Okay.
Now if you're worried about chuldoi, that polecat, why are you not worried that they brought chomets to that place? Elamai, you're not worried about polecat. You're not worried about chuldoi. You're not worried about them bringing chomets from place to place. And that's why I can have an area in my house that I don't need to do bedika. So I know it's already, I know they're not concerned about comments going from place to place. Yeah? Then take the lost place of Teretz. Teretz. That will make me know, I would have explained, the she'en chulda or baudelis yachoylen halechshon. I would have explained that the Beis Hamidrash is talking about a particular type of stella, which was protected from chuldo boundless. A place where there's no chuldo boundless can come in, well protected, but it had some good traps there, or maybe had some charm on the door stopping them from coming in, whatever it is, I would have been well protected from chuldo boundless. Or maybe in a place that didn't have chuldo boundless, places, some Rishonim refused that expression, places where they're not missing, some like Gemara is going to talk about, there's places that don't have these things, and therefore, that's the type of mahsam or place that I was talking about there. So to answer Bernard's question, the base Ahmed Aleph tells you, a place that you don't check comments, a place that you don't bring comments, you don't need to do bedika. Why? What happened to chuldos? Answer is, it's this, a unique case where a chuldos can't get in. There is no chuldos, a chuldos can't get in. That's why you don't need to do bedika. But how do I know in a place where a chuldos can go? How do I know I don't need to be concerned about that? How do I know? There it is, because if you would be ein nedava safe. If you would be concerned, there would be ein nedava safe, and that's the chiddush of Daf Tet Amud Aleph. There's a sefer called Tosfos HaRosh, written by the Rosh. For some reason, it's not in its normal Tosfos HaRosh for stocking. I don't know exactly the history of this, but this is a special sefer which was brought out 20 years ago on Tosfos HaRosh and Tzachim. They must have found it in some Savyad. Found it somewhere. So he asked the same question as Taisus. Exactly the same question as Taisus. And he says the same terrace as Taisus. Then we're talking about the Tesum Dalif, we're talking about a place where Ein Chulda Va'af Va'yechoy Le'Nalashom. Le'Nalashom. Place where they can't go. Then he says a different terrace. Benir Eli. That was the terrace which he brings from some Mishain. Benir Eli, he says, place the Rosh, that's a different terrace. That you can't compare Daf Beis to Daf Tes. Daf Beis is talking about a place where I don't bring Chometz there. Daf Tes, that's the sugar which we're now talking about, is a place where generally it does have Chometz. I've now checked it for Chometz, and there's no Chometz anymore. But it's a place where Chometz is generally found. Tes says to the Rosh, we're concerned for Achbarim taking to places where generally Chometz is found. Achbarim live where Chometz is. That's where they live. They live with food. So in a room that never has food there, they're not going to bring food there. So that's not their home. That's not where they live. So we don't have to be concerned that you'll bring Chometz from one room to another room that never has Chometz there. But our place is talking about, specifically our Mishnah, is talking about a place that generally does have Chometz. If it generally does have Chometz, there's a concern that the Achbar or the Chulda will bring Chometz from place to place within these areas, because that's where it lives. It lives in these areas. The Holy Along it has Chometz in the right-hand side of the room, and therefore now it's going to bring Chometz to the right-hand side of the room, because that's where it's used to. Then it says to Zerosh.
That's a much better answer. A more logical answer.
Then it says to Zerosh, and here it leads to Leidami. The Memokin she'im achnitzim by Chometz, ein chulda va'akwa metzim shom. They're possibly not found there. Kim she'im moitzim shom le'achot. Since they don't find food there, so they don't live there. Aber der Eulam habe mine. There would have been a habe mine. The Mokim shall machnis and bring Chomet. In a place where you do bring Chomet. Choyshashim. Av acha shenidbak. Even after you've checked. Shema gira chulda Chomet to Shom. Perhaps chulda brought Chomet there. Kiven shi metzuya to Shom Chomet. Since they are metzuya Shom Chomet. Since that's where they live. Yossi is pointing out that in the Beit Medrash that we're giving a shir, there used to be a residing, not Chulda Baruch Hashem, but a residing mouse, and, well, they've dealt with it. But yeah, in Akalami, places where food is brought, here the Arabs used to be eating, the mice come in, the Venom likes his chat, fair enough, but the Emet is a chiddush in how mice behave, right? According to Taisus Rosh, there's never concern that mice will bring Chometz to a place that mice don't live. The concern is only in a place where I checked, and now I'm moving to a different place. A new place, there's a concern that you might do, that the mice might bring Chometz. Which comes out, Aloch Lamaise is something different. We haven't learned Aloch Lamaise, we haven't learned the Gemara yet. It comes out something which we have to bear in mind. When we learn these sugyas of Testament Aleph, according to the second chapter of the Rosh, the whole discussion is only referring to places that generally have Chometz. So a place that never has Chometz there, there never was a haven they have to do because B'dikas Chometz there, there's never concern about it, because since there are no Cholzeis there, there's no need to do B'dikas Chometz in those places. Mashenkin, if you learn places didn't learn like that. Places learned that we did have a custom. So the Deva did ask, what's the difference between Daf Tes and Daf Beis? And the only answer that Tes can give is that Daf Beis was talking about a unique case where a Chulda can't get there. Meaning, if a Chulda could get there, you'd have to be concerned, at least in the Havamin of the Gemara, the Havamin of the Mishnah, you'd have to be concerned to do the Dikas Chomet, even in a place, since Ein Machdis Mishnah. Even a place that you generally do not need to bring Chomet, you would still have to be concerned for that. That's the pshat in the Mishnah of P. Rashi and Taisus. So let's take them before we start the Gemara. Let's take what we have.
Quick question. So we learned previously that because we don't bring chametz into, let's say, the oil, you know, the machzan for the shemen. But now, according to that second teretz, you know, not Rosh, but I guess it'd be the Tosfos, there is a concern though that maybe Hulda would bring it in there. So then we would have to check it.
But you don't need to do it because ain't the dover safe.
Right. Oh, in your house. Okay.
There would be a habimena, you would have to still do b'dikas chametz. I mean, you're going to have a machzan that you don't bring chametz there. As much as the concern about a chula bringing chametz there, then you would still have to do b'dikas chametz. But we don't, because ain't the double safe, because then you'll never manage. Because even if you did do b'dikas chametz, and now it's a sign that there's no chametz coming in there, there's still a concern that the chula would bring it in from the neighboring house.
Where's the Chulda going to keep it? Where's the Chulda going to bring it to? I understand this whole mission to begin with.
Yossi says,
where's the
Chulda going to
bring it?
To a corner in the house.
A corner in the house, so I know in that corner of the house the Chulda touched it.
I don't know.
I know. If on the floor?
If I find it, I won't find it.
If I find it on the floor?
I won't find it.
I won't find it. What am I concerned about?
Look for it.
It's not my shirt. What?
No, look for it.
Look for it.
So I look.
Why are you going to show me the salary to look again every second? After
that's the thing. In the double safe, even though if I could sort out this.
It's not saying it's about the book because of irony check. It says in the book because of cities and husband cities. What's the happening to begin with that I would have to check?
The Chumah of the Mishnah is like this. The Chumah of the Mishnah is that when I do the Chumah, I'd have to make duplicate chametz in a manner that no chametz can be brought from one corner to another corner within the house. That was the harmony of the duplicate chametz. She's not so mufka. Now, Rav is brought down. When you do duplicate chametz, after doing duplicate chametz, you have to make sure your chametz is placed up high so the kids can't get into it to bring it from place to place. More than before, it's not
enough of that. Even if all that happened there, it's in a hole somewhere. It's somewhere tucked away. It's someone that I don't have access to.
Not that I don't have access to. I've got access to it.
I have access to it?
Yeah.
So when I see it, I'm going to realize the part that belongs to Hulda.
But I'm not going to look for it now. I've done because I wanted to check the room.
It's mine?
It's my comments, yeah. Where's the Hulda get it from?
It belongs to Hulda. The Hulda brought it already. It's from outside the house.
Again, Yossi, we're talking about in the house first. The mission is telling a chiddush in the house. The mission is telling a chiddush in the house. In the house? You don't need to worry about chametz going from place to place. Why not? Because if you would be about worried about that, you'd have to worry also about chametz coming from the neighbor's house to yours. Now, what's the problem? From the neighbor's house to your house, it's not your chametz, as we're asking. It's still a problem. You might come to eat it.
Why would you come to eat it?
Why not?
You recognize it belongs to the holder?
I don't recognize anything. I find a piece of bread. I'm better. I find a piece of bread. I'm better.
On the floor.
Floor, where the chuldah is put it, yeah.
And you know there's a chuldah out over there?
I don't know what there is. The arm must be the arm chuldah is better.
I'll just eat that kind of bread.
Is it?
Yeah. It's shikacham.
Well, not awesome. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Let's start the Gemara. Tameh the lechavinon the shokah. The only reason why in the Mishnah you don't have to be concerned for maybe the Chulda brought chametz there is because you didn't see that. You didn't see the chametz. For Chazina on the Shokel, if you saw the chametz, if you saw that the Chulda brought chametz there, Chayshinon, you do have to be concerned by Bedika, and you'll have to do another Bedika to find the chametz that the Chulda brought. Why do we say you have to do a new B'dikas Chametz? Neima of Losei. Let's say, he had the Chametz. Why don't we say that the Chulda had the Chametz? We know the Chulda brought the Chametz there, and Chulda eats Chametz. So very good, so the Chulda had the Chametz. Name of what is it? Who the come in? Me like now, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? There's a Mishnah in Olis. Says like this. There's a warrior concerned. They're concerned about Goyim. Sorry, about Goyim living in a house. Is they miscarry. They do not, and they have kids, and they miscarry. What they do with the nephil, they bury them. They bury them in the house. So it means that every house, every non-Jewish house, is always a concern for the fact that there might be buried kids there. So Kohen has a problem to come into it. So Gemara, the Mishnah says, Meduri ta'akum to me. A house of a goy is Tommy. Become a Yisha. How long does a goy have to be there to be concerned that maybe there's a buried child there? Become a Yisha be model. How long should he dwell in that house? Be a model to Bdika, and that dwelling place needs a Bdika. How about him going? It takes 40 days for the creation of a blood. After 40 days, then there's no, that's when the child has some form. And from then, there's Hilchus Tumah. Less than 40 days.
We don't expect it to come in pregnant. Is that what we say? It's when the time
is Kiddush. Very big Kiddush. A better pointing out, what's 40 days? 40 days means it's the amount of time it takes for the blood to form. That's assuming that the guy and his wife, it's his nurse. His guy and the other woman, they started off together without not being pregnant, and then she became pregnant, and then she miscarried. There could very well be that she was already pregnant when she came in, and she miscarried the next day. So why is it 40 days? The very good aura, you can look up the Mephoshim day in Arles. The good aura had it. The aura has been asked. So the Mishnah said, it's not the point we want, which we're focusing right now in the Gemara. So how long should it be? 40 days. The Abba Pishayin Yisha. Even though he doesn't have a wife, we're concerned that he does not with women. But, and here's the point which we need to out of you. V'chol mokoyim shechuldo v'chazir yecholim na'aloich in tzor v'dika. For any place where chuldo or chazir go, or can go, you don't need to do a bdika to check for the dead nephilim. You don't need to check for them. Why? Because the chulda will eat them. So you see that if I have a chulda will eat what the nephilim. So why don't we assume the chulda will eat the chomet as well? Why don't we say the chulda will eat the chomet as well? That's the cash of the gemara.
So can I ask on the first statement of the Gemara, Tam lo chazinim de shakel, why is the concern that I see the chulda bring chametz somewhere? Why? Stam, I see a chulda in the house. If I see a chulda in the house, I check one spot, I didn't check the other spot, I know there's a chulda in the house, the chulda moves stuff around. It would seem more mistaver to say, lo chazin a chulda. Why is it lochazina to shakel?
Mishnah says we're not concerned about chulda schlepping, dragging the chomet. Mishnah doesn't say we're not concerned that there's a chulda there. It means it could very well be that we know there's a chulda there. The Mishnah is saying we'd have to be concerned it dragged the chomet from place to place. That's the deal that we're making. You're saying that they have to be concerned about the chulda dragging the chomet from place to place. But if I would see it dragged from place to place, then I would have to be concerned. I don't have to be concerned it dragged it. But if it did drag it, then I would have to be concerned. So praise the Gemara. Why? Even if I saw it dragged it. Why do you say we don't have to be concerned it dragged it? Even if I know it dragged it. It dragged it. But I said, that's it. So Daniel's asking, why don't we say, if you see a chulda, already you have to be concerned. I'm saying that the Mishnah pointing out, he'd have to be concerned it dragged it. Not that he'd have to be concerned there's a chulda there. Masha, there is a chulda there. It could be, I know there's a chulda there. I've got my resident chulda. As long as I didn't see it dragged it, I'd have to be concerned Shema or Kiriel. I'd have to be concerned maybe it dragged it.
You're checking the house.
But if I see it dragged it, then I would have to be concerned. Why? The etit. Let's say the etit. What's the difference between a chulda eating nefalim to chulda eating chametz? That's the question of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to give numerous tzurutim to this kasha. And that's going to be the avodah b'etzim on this omer to be mechalik between a chulda with nefalim and a chulda with chametz. That's going to be the avodah. Let's see some Rashi. And yesterday and tomorrow we'll get to the answers. Sends Rashi. Hachazino, shevi also ilikam. First Rashi and the Gemara. If we saw they did come here, chayshinon, shemadayin ukan. We have to be concerned, maybe it's still here. Metzorach livdoik, and you have to check the chomet. Vamayi, why? Neymar klosei, let's say, lechulda etet. Mila isanam. Yeah?
Why is Rashi using the word ilikam? What
he's saying
about
it's not so specific where the kind of the guy means this corner that I checked. We're talking about a corner that I checked. So I have to be concerned that this corner which I checked, we got chomets again. So we're saying I don't have to be concerned that chomets is brought to here, meaning the corner that I checked.
I know what the Gemara is talking about. I know what the Mishnah was referring to.
Right.
Why couldn't Rashi just say, how can Zina, if he says, she may have told, Why does that say that kind of? Is Rashi saying something about the aspect of once he brought it into my house, or once I have a concern, do I have to recheck the whole house again, or do I have to check only a specific location again? Rashi's being resigned from this about here, I think, no? The kind of? Spicy.
Yeah, Rashi thinks you have to recheck this place, right? You have to recheck this place that you did.
I thought he brought it here.
Right.
I saw that he brought it to a specific location. What if I didn't see where he brought it? I saw him dragging, but I don't see where he went.
Right, that's going to be in the Hemshech of the Gemara. How much of the place you have to check? It's going to be Hemshech. Mila Itzanan doesn't say in the Mishnah, it says, Ha'alois, Medurois, Ha'ivich, Chavim, Tmeim, Mimnei, Shekoivim, Nifleim, Bebatem. It says in Mishnah, Ha'alois, that the residents of a Goy, they bury their nephalim in their houses. A goy is metame also when he's dead. I mean, a goy when he's dead, he's also a goy is metame after oil. Even by oil, we know a Jew that's metame becomes that dies as avia b'tumo and metame by oil. A Jew can be. The corpse can be lying on the right hand side of the room. The entire room is tomei, also on the left hand side. Because the oil brings the tumma from the right to the left. Oil brings the tumma from place to place. Then, says Rashi, the same applies to a dead goy. A goy also is the tamei ba'oil, le rabbanon, according to Shit Rabbanon, in oil. And therefore, a kohen can't come in to a house that's got a risk of an nephel there. Now there's actually machlokes about that. According to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, only Yid has that koyach of being metame for oil. But goy not. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai nami, the oma kivre akum enom metamim b'magal. Enom metamim, there's a comma after enom metamim. According to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who says, that kivei akum are not mitame ba'oyel, but they are mitame b'maga or b'maso moidehu. He's maskim that goy is mitame b'maga b'maso. The le'imut elo mitumet oyel. Which words? B'maga b'maso. Oh, b'maga b'maso, what does that mean? If a goy touches a dead goy, a corpse, a non-Jewish corpse, the Jewish person will be Tommy. Maso, if a Jew picked up the corpse without touching the corpse, just picked up or moved it without touching it, also he's Tommy. And so if Shimon Echai is Moiduhu, that a Jew will be Tommy if he touches a corpse of a non-Jew. The only meal of a goy is to a soil. Delay Mikri Adam. It says in the prophet, Adam Chiyamos Vaya. Adam is Jews. Non-Jews are not called Adam. Atem Kurim Adam. Atem, you Jews are called Adam. Not Jews, non-Jews, non. So it says, Adam Chiyamos Vaya is Metame the whole house. But a non-Jew isn't. But a non-Jew is still Metame the Mago or the Masa. So what's Rashi saying? It's slightly difficult Rashi. Rashi's saying a point. If a Jewish Kohen, if a Kohen would come into a non-Jewish house, there's a problem. Certainly, according to Rabbanon that said there's Tumas Oyel by Goyim, it's certainly a problem. Because the whole house is filled with Tumah. But even according to Shimon ben Yochai, there's still a concern. Why? Because Nachon, there's no din of Tumas Oyel. There's no din that the whole house is filled up with Tumah. But it's still a problem of Magor and Masa. It's still a problem that you might touch or you might pick up. And if that would happen, you would be sorry. The bayah is, the difficulty of this is if there would be an nefel, it would be buried underground. It won't be possible to be mago or masa. So what's mago or masa? Mago means I touch it. I've got any covering between me and the animal and the corpse. I haven't touched it. Move there. How am I going to move it? It's buried underground. So what's Rashi mean? Rishash says here, it means there's something called to be mahil, to be over a dead person. Even if I'm not touching, but I'm over him, then that's also a form of mago. There's a form of mago, it's not just physically touching, but also the fact that the tumor goes up and hits me is also a form of mago. So when I come into
really,
the...
Isn't that the same as oil?
No, I'll explain that. So when a Kohen walks into a non-Jewish house, there's two issues that we need to be concerned about. Number one is the whole room filled up with tumah? That's called tumas oyelim. It could be that the nephil will be on the right-hand side of the room, and the left-hand side of the room will be tummy. How will the left-hand side of the room be tummy? Tumas oyel. That the tumah will, the roof of the room brings the tumah to the entire room. So the room, whatever is closed off in that room, so from the right to the left. That is the machlekes of Bishim and Yechai and Rabbanon, whether that applies by non-Jews. To say there's something called tumas oihalim, that the oil, the tent, the roof can bring tumah. That is the machlokes between Rav Shimon Yochai and the Rabbon. Come to Rabbon, yes, it's Negev. Come to Rav Shimon Yochai, not. But there's another problem. If you yourself are physically acting as an oil for the mace, your body is on top of the mace, then that, everyone agrees, you're tummy. Because that's a form of tumas mago. That's a form of tumas mago, touching, although you're not physically touching. But tumas is the care of Oyla, Tumma goes up and hits you. So it's the form of touching the corpse which everyone agrees on. So when a Kohen comes into a house and there's a chash, a risk of an Nephil being in the house, there's a concern that the Kohen himself will stand exactly on top of where the mace is. And therefore the Tumma will go up and hit him and he is, so to speak, touched. The maze, which is Tomei, according to all opinions. Okay, tomorrow, Yom Hashem, we will finish off. We have three more hours, we'll finish it tomorrow, we've gone over time. And we'll keep going in the Gemara, getting a bit more clear. So, keep going and learning the Gemara Rashi until three lines up from the end of the Amud. After that, Gemara Rashi, three lines up from the end of the Amud. Okay.
This opinion of the Rashash,
what's going on?
Yeah. This opinion of the Rashash is that everybody accepts that you're a mile on a mace that you become Tomei. Because I mean, it would have been such
a. Remember, we learned always. Sorry.
Does everybody agree that if you mile, like the Rashash seems to say, that you become Tomei? Or that,
if you yourself are being mad, if there's no hashtag between you, If you yourself are being mayim, not if you're in a,
Rashi should have really said that. You know, Rashi is talking about oil and the people are down out of oil, but he said he should have said, but this is a problem of mayim.
That's another Rashash that's speaking out in Rashi. Mm-hmm. It means oil, when we're referring to oil, we mean the fact that the roof can bring the tumah. That's what oil means. And that is not relevant by Goyim. But the fact that you yourself are leaning over the mate and the tumah goes out, that's relevant even with Goyim. Mm-hmm. That's how Rashash explains Rashi here.
I never ever knew this. I always thought oil and mire were the same. If you could be in oil, even if you're standing on top of the mat.
It comes quite often. There's different things between to be mahil and hilchus oil. Yeah. Two different parshas.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Oh, good, you learned something new.
Wasn't there a situation last year when they had to reroute the flights and it was going to go over Cohen and couldn't
fly? That was for Jewish people, though.
Uh-huh.
That was because of Jewish Kvarim. According to what we're saying now, we have to understand why it's only by Jewish Kvarim and not by non-Jewish Kvarim as well. It's something we'll have to work on. We have to ask someone.
Isn't it because you're in a capsule, because you're in the aeroplane? It doesn't go through the aeroplane. You're not mile to an aeroplane.
Right. Something like that, yeah. That means this Thomas Maga is only because you yourself are over it. That Lachar is the test. Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.